This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. British lawmakers rejected Prime Minister Boris Johnson's request for an election before the country's scheduled departure from the European Union next month.
The ayes to the right, 293. The noes to the left, 46. So the ayes have it. The ayes have it.
Opposition lawmakers voted against the measure or abstained. Johnson wanted a snap election on October 15, 2 weeks before the scheduled October 31st date for Brexit. But opposition parties said they would not support an election until Britain had secured a delay to the Brexit date. Prime Minister never had a loss for words, expressed his frustration at that vote.
The House to trust the people, but once again the opposition think they know better. They want the British Prime Minister to go to a vital negotiation without the power to walk away. They want to delay Brexit yet again.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson. Russian voters handed setbacks to Kremlin-affiliated candidates in Moscow and other local elections nationwide. We get more from Reuters' Sam Holder.
The United Russia Party, which backs President Putin, has lost a third of its seats in the Moscow parliament, according to Russian media. It will be seen as an embarrassing setback for the Kremlin, although the party still retained a slim majority, 26 out of 45 seats, after Sunday's local elections. United Russia's popularity is the lowest it's been for more than a decade. But across the country, the party's candidates for regional governor seem to have won in 16 districts, including St. Petersburg.
That is Reuters' Sam Holder reporting. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump is denying he overruled his advisors in scheduling talks with the Taliban at Camp David, which he abruptly canceled this weekend. U.S. news outlets reported that Vice President Mike Pence and the administration's National Security Advisor John Bolton voiced objections to holding the meeting on American soil. Mr. Trump told reporters Monday it was his idea to schedule the meeting and his idea to cancel it. Pence tweeted his support Monday, saying media outlets had not contacted his office before running the story. He said he fully supports the president's decision. Trump said he canceled the meeting after the Taliban carried out an attack last Thursday in Kabul that killed a U.S. Army soldier and 11 other people. The International Atomic Energy Agency says its inspectors confirmed Iran is installing more advanced centrifuges that can be used to refine uranium. The acting director general of the agency, Cornel Ferruta, says it's important to stay engaged with Tehran.
It is important to advance our interactions. And therefore, I also stressed the need for Iran to respond promptly to agency questions related to the completeness of Iran's safeguards declarations. We will continue our efforts and we will remain actively engaged. I also highlighted in the Board of Governors that time is of the essence.
The confirmation comes days after Iranian officials announced the move. Saudi Arabia's energy ministers urging oil producers to share financial burdens. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Saudi Prince Abdulaziz bin Salman has told delegates at an energy conference all producers have to share responsibility to balance the market. The comments marked his debut since being named the kingdom's new oil minister the previous day. The remarks suggest he will continue the current Saudi policy, which led to the deal to cut global production among major producers. Abdulaziz declined to describe concerns over global trade tensions that are weighing on oil prices as a trade war, saying, "I'm fundamentally an optimist." Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Hezbollah says that its fighters shot down an Israeli drone over southern Lebanon. The militant group says it used suitable weapons to take down the drone and that the aircraft was in its possession. The Israeli military reports one of its drones went down in the same area but did not specify a cause. Israel says it was a simple drone and that there were no concerns about important information being taken from it. Morocco State News Agency reports 14 people were killed, 29 others injured, when a bus overturned on a bridge amid flooding in south-central Morocco. Authorities are searching for any others who might be missing after recovering three bodies Monday morning. It was not immediately clear how many people were on the bus. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
VOA 1. VOA1, the best.